4-0 home win. A lot of people had this down as either a home banker or a potential banana skin, but ultimately the one is ticked off and the job is done.
Yeah, that made today a difficult game for us because, as you say, we're everyone's banker of the day, whatever you want to call it, and that brings its own pressures. But the players were very professional in the week. We trained very well. I was really, really pleased. Probably had the best training week we've had with some of the quality on show. And I thought we brought that to the game. The only disappointment was once we got four, we wanted to go on and try and make it more. And that's the only frustration on today.
A lot of people who've watched you a lot of times this season would think you didn't even need to get out of maybe second or third gear today, did you?
Yeah, it can look like that, Chris, but it's incredibly difficult. And I thought Blackpool gave it a real go. They never gave up. They kept fighting. For that, they deserve credit. From our perspective, I thought we were professional and didn't get ahead of ourselves, kept trying to do the right things. So no, it's a great win. It's 3 points. It was all that we were ever going to earn today. The goal difference, of course, could be important at the end of the season. But it's 3 wins in a row, and I think that's the key thing. We didn't lose our momentum.
Brett's had some week, hasn't he?
He's had a great week, yeah. I mean, with the goals that he scored at Fulham, gave him a real lift, I think. And you could see today he scored different goals. Each one was different, but they were clinical in how they were finished. And we always say about how good he is as a goal scorer, and you put him in those positions, you expect him to score. Very pleased that he's gone home with the match ball and with his selfishness with Callum Wilson as well, because I think a younger Brett Pittman might have fought for that ball. But he showed his team spirit, and Callum got deserved goal as well.
Yeah, we noticed that Brett was the first man to go and jump on Callum's back when he did score. That's a different Brett Pittman to the one we might have seen a year or two ago.
Well, he's matured and he's grown up, and I can't speak highly enough of him as a person this season. He's been, when he's played or whether he's not played, he's had the same character, and you need people like that. They're like gold dust in your squad. He was the designated penalty taker, but Callum grabbed the ball and he let him do it, so I think you have to admire that when you've got a chance of scoring 4 goals yourself.
So you'd rather have people queuing to take a penalty than no one wanting the ball, obviously.
Well, I think Callum obviously felt the need internally to score. We've never put pressure on him. I think he's had an outstanding season. But he felt he needed that, and I was really pleased to see it going for him.
I mean, it is only a penalty, but for him, 6 games, he might feel like an eternity. It's not. He's obviously contributing to the team in a lot of other ways, isn't he?
Well, massively. I mean, you can just see from his attributes and the amount of work that he gets through, and, you know, he's a constant menace, so I've got no problem with Callum's performance levels. In fact, I think he's played as well in the recent games that he has done throughout the season. So, but strikers need goals and for their own sake, and really pleased to see him score.
Another clean sheet as well. Blackpool had a little flurry of half chances at the end, but you kept the back door locked.
We did, and that's why I say we were professional, because the defenders had to concentrate, our goalkeeper had to concentrate. It only takes 1 second at this level to switch off and it can haunt you. So very pleased with the clean sheet. We spoke a few weeks ago about the importance of those. And we get into a good feeling around the camp, and, you know, we've got some massive games to come now in the next few. So, you know, from our perspective, they can't come quick enough.
And looking at the fixtures you've got to come, you've got a lot of teams in mid-table who, like Blackpool, maybe who haven't got anything directly to play for this season. Do those sort of games carry their own sort of pressure-free threats as far as the opposition are concerned?
Yeah, they do. I mean, I don't think you can look at that, really. I mean, whether a team's at the top or the bottom or mid-table, they all have their own things they're fighting for. And sometimes we've spoke before about teams coming here with nothing to play for, the freedom that gives them. They're playing without pressure. It can sometimes be a harder game. So we've got no doubt that the games remaining will be tough tests, and no one makes it easy for you. Cardiff will be the same. That'll be an incredibly tough away assignment for us, and hopefully we can carry on our current away form.
And Jan, we understand, had a bit of a bug today, so you had to keep him away from the squad.
Yeah, we had to keep him away overnight. Yeah, he was fine yesterday, but went down overnight. But that showed the strength of our squad, because you looked at the quality on our bench. We weren't too adversely affected, but hopefully Jan will be okay in no time.
You don't often have to take your captain off, but I presume that was a yellow card tightrope. You didn't want to unnecessarily walk there.
Well, with the state of the game, I didn't think we had to take that risk. Tommy's a very important member of our team and our squad, so we wanted to protect him. And also look at just a little tweaker system at the end, just to see how he would fare with that.
9 games to go, still top of the pile, all positive.
It's all positive today, it can't be anything other. You know, despite the fact that people would have expected us to beat Blackpool, you still got to go out and do it, and can't praise the lads' professionalism enough.